Welcome to this edition of Your Money, Your Community. I'm talking with Chrissy McMillan of RE/MAX Realty. Chrissy, thank you for taking the time to chat today. I sure appreciate it. Lots to cover, so let's get right to it. Why real estate? When did you get bitten by the bug, so to speak?
I got my real estate license in 2018. I've always had a love for the real estate industry. I found myself growing up looking at the newspaper, not only at the comics, but I would always focus on the listings that were posted in the newspaper.
You're very well known in the Valley for many years now. I understand you got a gentle push in this direction some time back by a couple of people you know pretty well, is that right?
Being born and raised in Petawawa, I know a lot of people, and there's two senior agents in the industry that have told me for years that I should get into real estate. My husband was the final push in that, told me to finally sign up and get my license. It was a decision that I've made that I wish I would have made 20 years ago.
So who are your clients, Chrissy? I mean, I'm sure they vary in background and so forth, but who do you generally cater to?
I do a lot of military families with relocations, a lot of locals who are upsizing and downsizing, many first-time homebuyers. I work with a lot of them, which I get a lot of joy out of, a lot of investors, and unfortunately, couples who have relationships that have dissolved and are looking to sell and buy something new for a fresh start.
How do you stay on top of all of the changes to real estate codes and stuff like that, knowing how quickly things can change?
I find that education is always very important, so I'm always educating myself. Currently, I'm looking through all the home inspection textbooks. I've bought them all.
And why is that important?
Just to further myself in the knowledge of the things that I'm selling, because I find that that's very, very important to educate my buyers and sellers on what they're buying.
So what kind of qualities do you have as a person that lend themselves to your line of work?
I'm a problem solver by nature. I was an early childhood educator prior to this, so I have a lot of patience. When a problem does arise, I don't focus on the problem. There's no sense wasting energy on there a problem being there. Let's find the solution.
How much is working together with other agents important to your success?
I work very close with other agents in the industry. If you're on the buying or the selling end of that, collaboration is key. Let's find the solution to the problem.
What is your favorite part of what you do?
That's a hard one because there's a lot. I absolutely love every aspect of my job, but some of the highlights are basically the people that I've met in the industry.
You mentioned before we started that you often hear from clients well after the fact telling you about all sorts of things, isn't that right?
It means a lot to me that they want to share that with me. Those are the highlights. I get very excited about that and clearly emotional.
Let's switch gears a bit, Chrissy. You've been very involved in the community over the years and have lent yourself to many worthwhile causes. Tell me a bit about that, will you?
Giving back to the community is definitely a highlight for sure for me. We sponsor the food bank, we sponsor CHEO, anything veteran related, SPCA, CPAN, minor hockey, other sports teams, free skates, and the list goes on and on of what I'm able to do when people use me as their realtor.
You brought your stepdaughter along, whom I understand is a bit of a protege of yours. Hello, Yael. Welcome. How did you get your start?
I got into the industry after seeing Chrissy build her own business from nothing.
Almost like your own personal coach, yes?
I now have the opportunity to be mentored by her and learn from someone who's been in the industry for a while.
So you surprised me a bit with a question I asked off the air about pieces of advice that you give your prospective clients.
It's a little off the wall, but I highly recommend whether you're buying or selling, interview your agents. Don't just pick one. Don't just call who you think is the top agent. Interview a couple and pick the one that meshes with you the best.
What would you add to that, do you think?
I give you all the information that you need so you can make the best decision for your family. I truly will treat your home sale or purchase like my own every time.
Ladies, we got to wrap it up. It's been a real pleasure talking to you both. I wish you both the best of luck and keep up the great work. You've been listening to another edition of Your Money, Your Community with Chrissy McMillan, RE/MAX Realty. Thank you for listening. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.